Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Linda, and this is Soul in the City, and we are so glad to have you on the program. It's been a while, but I am back with some new programming and some new surprises for you. One being that I have a new co-host, Tabitha Jones, who is also a life coach, Reiki master, mother, just a good overall friend, and absolutely fantastic person. So I'm going to let Tabitha say hi.
Hello, everyone. It's an honor to be here, and I'd like to thank you for having me on as co-host, and I enjoy speaking with everyone.
Okay, well, you know how we start the show off. We're going to start the show off with a little music. I'm going to go, and we are going to play some Mary, Mary, Go Get It by Mary, Mary, because today we're going to be talking about a little bit of everything, but basically about procrastination and finding your focus. We're also going to be talking about, it's the holidays and it's Thanksgiving, and want you to think about what you have to be thankful for. So let's start the show off with Go Get It by Mary, Mary. Enjoy.
Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. I can't stop crying. Your dreams ain't never gone. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. You got your dreams and you got your path and you got your God. He's going to take you home. And I believe this one's yours, cause you've been working, waiting, this what you've been praying for. Get your blessings. Go get. It's your
was Mary Mary and Go Get Your Blessings. You know, a lot about being, when you procrastinate, is basically you're putting maybe some blessings on delay because you're just kind of not focused, and I'm speaking to myself here about not being focused, but it's really about going to get it. Actually, like you said, go get your blessing. A lot of times, you know, things are held back from us because we just keep putting things off, putting things off, and it's that place in your spirit when you know that you got to go up, you got to focus, you got to go get it, like Mary Mary is saying. Well, we're going to start the show off with just being thankful for what you have. The holiday season is coming up, and I'm going to hand it over to my new co-host, Tabitha Jones, to talk about, you know, just bringing us back to what are you thankful for and let's be thankful.
Yes, Thanksgiving is coming up, and it is a wonderful holiday. I would like for you to think about and take a moment to think about what is it that you are thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
What is the real meaning of Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is the expression of gratitude, especially to God. When we think about Thanksgiving, a lot of people on that day think about maybe good eating, getting off from work, school, long weekends. But we really sometimes forget the full focus and the full meaning of that day, and that is to thank God. It gives us a chance to thank God Almighty for all the blessings and mercy that he's had toward us throughout the year. And I really want you to really, this year, really think about that. You need to give God thanks every day, but this day is set aside to actually thank him. And sometimes we go into complaining about what we don't have, what things that we want. But at the end of the day, when you really look at everything and put it into perspective, you actually have a lot to be thankful for. I want to take a minute to read a poem to you, and it's called The Holy Alphabet. It starts out, A, although things are not perfect, B, because of trial or pain, C, continue in thanksgiving, D, do not begin to blame, E, even when the times are hard, F, furious winds are bound to blow, G, God is forever able, H, hold on to what you know, I, imagine life without his love, J, joy would cease to be. K, keep thanking him for all the things. L, love imparts to thee. M, move out of camp complaining. N, no weapon that is known. O, on earth can yield the power. P, praise can do alone. Q, quit looking at the future. R, redeem the time at hand. S, start every day with worship. T, to thank is a command. U, until we see him coming. V, victorious in the sky. W, we'll run the race with gratitude. X, exalting God most high. Why, yes, there'll be good times, and yes, some will be bad. But Z, Zion waits in glory where none are ever sad. So be thankful. And as Mary Mary says, go get it and thank God for all your blessings. Now I'm going to turn this back over to my good friend, Linda. And she's going to talk a little bit about the procrastination and getting focused. And we're going to turn it off to her.
All right. Well, we're just going to kind of stay here in the middle here with, you know, just talking about procrastination. That has been, for me, and I'm going to draw Tabitha in here, you know, procrastination in these last few months. It's the last few months or the last quarter of the year. We got a couple of, and as I reflect back over what I've done this year and what I had planned at the beginning of the year, I'm about at 50% of what I really wanted to do. So really when I'm talking about procrastination today, I'm really talking about it in the sense that this is for me too, a lot for me. So where are you probably as you reflect over the year, and what are you right on point? You could be right
no,
on
point. No, I am not. I am. You're surpassing me. You're 50%. I'm about 30%.
And I might be stretching that. I want to say that I'm 50%, but I might be like 25 or 30 like you, you know. But if I realize that I haven't been where I want to be, And not that I'm on this race. Well, yeah, I am, to get some things accomplished, but it's because some things I haven't gotten accomplished is because I've just put some things off. So bringing that forth, I found an article. You know, sometimes when I talk about subjects, I go ahead and get a few pointers or articles off the Internet, and I found this by Rick Warren, you know, kind of like asking and reflecting, because at this time of the year, I always feel like you should reflect back over the year to see where you are and where you are wanting to be and what were your holdups in you accomplishing what it is you want to do. So as I look back over this, I'm asking myself, why do I procrastinate, and or why does anybody procrastinate? And, you know, we try to have some biblical references here today. It is in the New International Version. It says, anyone who knows the good he ought to do and does to do it sins. You know, not that we're just about throwing blame on you and throwing things on you, but sometimes we know that we ought, you know, say with losing weight, you know, and I'm going to have to say that. Sometimes you know you shouldn't have that Big Mac, talking to myself, and you eat it anyway, and you know that, hey, my goal is to lose 20 pounds, but well, what? How am I going to do that if I'm eating Big Macs and fries every day? So that is just about that. So sometimes you got to face that. And so what we're saying really here is about, you know, sometimes we know what we should do, but we just don't do it. And how do we flip the switch on that? First, we got to look at what it is we're doing. What are the, you know, the areas in our life that are keeping us from doing it? One of them is indecision. And as we go to James 1:8, it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So a lot of times indecision can hold us back from getting, from having, and from being who we want to be. You know, have you ever been at a restaurant and they say, well, what do you want? And you're like, well, this apple pie looks good. But no, this looks good. And maybe you have too many choices, and before you can make that next move to be where you want to be, you got to narrow down your choices. Number two is fear. Are you fear-based in your decision-making? You know, is fear keeping you from getting what you want to do and having what you want to have? And if that's the case, you know, sometimes you just got to face your fear. Are you a perfectionist? That can hold you back and keep you procrastinating because you have to do everything exactly so, exactly right. Everything has to be perfect. But sometimes when you're getting to your goal, not that I believe that we should do everything in excellence, but sometimes in order to accomplish, you got to prioritize what is important at this moment. It may not always be perfect. And sometimes your level of perfection differs. Your absolute best differs every day. You know, one day you wake up and you are such a go-getter, as Mary saying, and you are 100% on focus and you can do whatever. The next day you wake up and maybe you're a little sluggish that day. Your level of excelling at that might be a little bit different. Anger. And the scripture that goes with that is Proverbs 18:9. A lazy person is bad as someone who's destructive. So sometimes anger and just being, you know, slow, slack, can keep us from where we want to be. Being angry at other people so you don't do anything because you're angry about it. So that can keep you from going. And then the last thing I have is just plain being lazy can keep us from our goals. You know, lazy people want much to get little, while the diligent are prospering. And that's from Proverbs 13:4. And one of the popular words in America is let it be easy, or this is so easy, or we just sometimes in America want to take everything to be so easy, and we don't always, you know, go for really putting in for ourselves and really doing those things that are a little bit more difficult to do. So that's a little bit about the procrastination. And how do you take yourself from procrastination to focusing? And me and Tabitha talked about that. So give me some of the affirmations that you were talking about to kind of focus yourself into getting out of the procrastination bag?
And these are one of the things that I'm going to try myself because I am a huge procrastinator. And I think it just gets to the point where I guess I could say it's just being lazy as well because I just sometimes I just don't feel like doing what it is that needs to be done. And then at the end of the day, I'm kind of like, oh, no.
Yeah, sometimes
I am just so behind. But these are a couple of affirmations that I'm going to try, and you can use them as well. I act now. I am a doer. I take charge and get things done. And different things like that you can use on a daily basis to help yourself to try to move forward because it's not easy. It's not easy. And I'm speaking to myself here as well. It is not easy trying to push forward when you have so many things on your mind. You're trying to get your work done. You're trying to take care of your children. If you're married, your husband, your wife, family members are on every beck and call. And sometimes you just have to take a moment, step back, and say you can do it. Just as like me and Linda were talking, just like Nike, just do it.
Yeah, and sometimes you do have to when you know that you have the tendency to procrastinate. You know, sometimes you have to focus in on what it is you want to accomplish and set a goal. And then the other thing is that you have to break down your goals into bite-sized chunks. You know, sometimes we see the whole big picture. I'm going to lose 70 pounds. But really, is that really what you're going to do in the next year? Well, maybe you may need to say, I am going to lose 3 pounds a week. That's my focus. So bring it into bite-sized chunks that you could really accomplish and make them, real. Bite-sized chunks that are, is it really real that you're going to lose 20 pounds in 1 month or a week? You know, break it down. And then, like we said, just do it. Sometimes you just have to go for it. And what did Mary say, Mary say, you know, go get your blessing. Sometimes you just have to really go for it. And then sometimes it's great to have accountability partners. And actually, Tabitha is one of my accountability partners. She holds me accountable from not eating Big Macs.
Yes.
2 or 3 times a day.
Okay. Maybe we'll cut those in half.
We're going to cut those in half. Right. So sometimes you just need a partner to hold you up and to hold you accountable to make sure that just somebody can just hold you up. And actually those tough questions, whatever that is, if I'm not going to fall in love with Mr. Wrong for the 15th time and I'm looking for these qualities in a man, and you just need a good friend to say, well, honey, I'm saying this, this, and this, and that is not what you're really doing. But you do need that. You know, and sometimes, and I had this to number 7, but it's really number 1, is to take time to pray and allow God to give you focus on the direction that he wants us to go. Sometimes we're procrastinating because that may not be the direction God wants you in. And sometimes you just got to stop and assess. Be still and know that I am God. And sometimes you just have to stop and assess to make sure that that is where you are. And then, you know, what emotion is holding you back? Is it fear? Is it indecision? You know, and you have to face whatever those giants are and go for it. And then we talked about, you know, finding focus. And focus is having or giving the proper sharpness to an outlook. You know, when you think about that, even when you have bad vision and you put on your glasses, it brings everything into focus. So a lot of times before you even go for a goal, you need to, that's the time to stop and say, is this doable for me? Does this fit into my lifestyle? So breaking it down and make sure that you're focused about that. Prioritizing, narrowing in on whatever objective it is you want to accomplish. And then removing all of distractions. And that sometimes can be people, place, or things. If you're a mom and you're trying to maybe write a book, that may mean that you may need to have someone keep the children for an hour so that you can remove those distractions so that you can go for the goal that you're really wanting to do. What are some of the things you do as a mom to break down some of those distractions when you want to really narrow in and focus on something?
Well, sometimes it's all in communication with your children. You have to sit them down and explain to them that this is time for mommy. Mommy doesn't love you any less, but mommy has to have some time to get some things done. It's all about communicating with your loved ones and your family members about the things that you want to do. So I communicate with them, and they'll give me sometimes 30 minutes. Then they'll come knocking at the door, and then I'll explain mommy needs a little more time. And they work with me, and I work with them. So it makes it, you know, it really helps. So I think by communicating with your loved one, expressing the things that you need so they can understand, because sometimes they don't understand, they don't know unless you tell them or talk to them about what it is that you're trying to do. And I explain to my girls about procrastination because I, you know, I'm saying that I'm working on that, and I'll tell them that, you know, when they grow up, I don't want them to procrastinate like I'm doing because it can have so many setbacks for you. Then it can cause you sometimes to go into a little bit of state of depression because you're not getting as much done as you need to or that you want to. So you have to take it day by day and work on a little bit at a time because sometimes we overwhelm ourselves with all the list of things that we have to do. And a church member of mine, we kind of joke because when we see each other, we say, well, what number are you on today? Because we have so much going on. You know, and I'm like, I'm on number 27. And they're like, at 9 o'clock in the morning, 27. But, you know, it's just all about communicating and taking that step forward and changing your mental state. If you stay in a negative attitude, then you can't move forward. You have to reverse that mind, that set, and think positive. Okay, today I'm going to do this. Yes, you're going to mess up. No one is perfect. You're going to mess up. But just take it day by day, and you should have success. And that's what I'm doing, and I'm working very hard.
Yes, and you have your accountability partner.
Yes, you are. And that's a true blessing to
it
have
is.
You.
And I feel blessed that you are mine also.
Yes, I thank God for you.
And then, you know, just, I guess my Nike theme is just so good for today. Just do it. Absolutely, whenever you're procrastinating, sometimes you just got to go for it, whether you like it, whether you feel like it. You just have to go for it. And ultimately, I guess that would be the end of the program and saying, just do it. You know, sometimes you just have to do it. So we're going to end with the affirmation. The shortest distance between a problem and a solution is the distance between your knees and the floor. The one who kneels to the Lord can stand up to anything. Love and peace be with you forever. So just, you know, wow, that's pretty. Sometimes the shortest distance to accomplishing your goal is to be on your knees to God and to allow God to just funnel in everything that he wants you to do. Sometimes he'll just give you the steps to make it happen for whatever you're going. The Bible says write your vision and make it plain. So sometimes you just have to see or write the vision down for what it is you want to accomplish, even writing down the short steps that we talk about and making sure that you accomplish that. Well, Ms. Tabitha, it is the end of the program. Do you have any other things you want to say to the studio audience?
I just want to say thank you for listening. It has been a pleasure being here today, and I'm going to continue on my task with Linda as well. We're going to work very hard on this procrastination, and we will be getting back with you all next week.
That is so true. This is so in the city where we inspire you to go higher and higher in the spirit. We were so glad that you came and that you didn't procrastinate today and not listen to the program. So we will see you next week. We're going to end this with Mary, Mary, and go get your blessing. This is Linda. This is Soul in the City. And this is Tabitha. And we're just doing it like Nike. So go get your blessing with Mary, Mary. Have a good week, everybody.
And you're going to be growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through because they built your love.